different money management system, unlike the one they currently use, and plug in their numbers to see if they can learn anything new about tracking their finances. People come back finding either a more efficient system or discovering something about their practices they could do better. Single thoughts. How would you describe your biggest financial weakness? Do you discipline yourself to avoid the places or circumstances that tempt you to spend money you don't have? If not, how can you start? What restraint or financial motto would help you think through high-dollar purchases? Small, deliberate steps. I remember the incredible feeling of walking into the mortgage company and making the final payment on my house as a single mother on a modest income. Nothing matches that feeling. No new car smell, no cruise, no bigger house, no closet full of clothes, nothing. The world didn't shout a big hurrah, although I did celebrate. Yet with small, deliberate steps, I had gained a major victory. My discipline paid off. Paying off my mortgage gave me a sense of satisfaction and control over my life to live in financial simplicity. If I can do it, you can do it. If achieving something like this overwhelms you, as it does most of us, just think small, deliberate steps. Focus on the outcome, financial freedom in the future, and the peace of being out of debt. Plus, more choices with your time. Single income mindset. Here's one way to reframe your purchasing mentality. Compare the items you buy to the actual hours you must work to pay for them. Figure from your net income. Imagine a clock displaying the actual item you are working for. Would you alter some of your purchases? If your car appeared on the clock for 16 hours of your weekly labor, or your house demanded 3 days of your life per week, would you still want to make the commitment? Spending that income boils down to exchanging your life for a dollar. Perhaps you keep a tight budget and already know where the money goes. But if not, this can be done on a spreadsheet or with paper and pencil. When you create a visual chart, make it an overview of that time period and watch your money for the next 6 months. Adjust accordingly to what you can truly afford. You can either spend your life under pressure of debt or live in financial peace. Track every item you buy for the next 2 weeks. Groceries, coffee, eating out, transportation, and so on. Don't forget to add the cost of living, rent, insurance, utility, and taxes. This paints a clear picture of where your money goes. Can you keep spending at this pace? If you can, for how long? Are there small things you could do without? Lattes, dry cleaning, cable, eating out, brand name goods? Could saving the money spent on them add up to an extra house payment over a year's time? Can you visualize how an extra house payment could have long-term impact? Awareness exercises such as this can help you strategize how to change for the long term so you can reap the benefits. If you are fortunate to receive extra income, such as work bonus or profit sharing, your first impulse may be to spend it on something fun. But if your vision is to be debt-free and in control, consider putting the extra money on the principal of your mortgage or into a retirement account and ensure some security for your future. Building your network. If you haven't done so, establish your financial relationships as quickly as possible. In Chapter 5, we talked about how you can get started on this. Get to know your financial institution or expert. Introduce yourself in person and sit down to talk with them. Build your relationships early. Determine which financial institution is most knowledgeable and experienced.